SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways across Australia.
You're listening to Australia Explained, an SBS audio podcast helping you navigate life in Australia.
Freedom of the press and a diverse media landscape are important hallmarks of healthy democracies, where citizens and journalists have the power to express themselves, obtain information, and publish it without fear of interference or reprisals from the ruling government.
It's 100% government propaganda. There is no deviation from government policies and what the government wants.
Although the Constitution does not guarantee freedom of the press, Australia ranks among the top 29 countries on the World Press Freedom Index.
For that to happen, there has to be in place arrangements to protect that independence. For example, the Minister for Communications does not have direct control over a public broadcaster.
Welcome to this episode of Australia Explained. I'm your host, Maram Ismail. Today, we will explore the role of the media in a democracy and how are commercial media and publicly funded broadcasters in Australia different. Australia has several media outlets, including privately owned commercial media and sponsored community networks. The country also funds two public service broadcasters through tax revenue, the Australian Broadcasting Corporation, ABC, and the Special Broadcasting Service, SBS. Private mainstream media produces content for profit and ratings. It answers to its commercial sponsors and their interests. In contrast, public broadcasters are accountable to the community that funds it. Christian Porter is the CEO of the Public Media Alliance, the largest global association of public media outlets. The alliance advocates for the core values of public media and journalism. He says public broadcasters are mandated to inform the public accurately.
They should be free from government or overt commercial interference. They should have oversight from, ideally, some sort of independent regulator. And provide impartial news and quality content that informs, educates and entertains all of society. Public media should also be a reliable source of information in times of emergencies and crises, and a reliable counter to misinformation and disinformation. They should be universally available, reach diverse audiences, and ultimately inform democracy, particularly at times of election.
Public media outlets should also disclose how they are funded and managed and how they spend their money. Wendy Bacon is an investigative journalist, political activist, and academic. For two decades, she taught journalism at the University of Technology, Sydney, UTS. She says public media provides a platform for various voices and programming styles that reflect the diverse needs and perspectives of the wider community. This contrasts with the state or government media.
The purpose of that media is to be a voice for whichever government is in control of that society, an arm for government. Now, that's very different from the idea of independent broadcasting, where funding can come from the public, but in some way it's a grant to media which is able to make judgments about what has news value, what serves the community in terms of information.
Professor Bacon adds that public media must have editorial independence and the freedom to criticize the government and all political parties.
For that to happen, there has to be in place arrangements to protect that independence. For example, the Minister for Communications does not have direct control over a public broadcaster. Whereas where you've got state-controlled media, then the minister would be able to give direct instructions.
State-controlled media is common in countries ruled by authoritarian regimes. They usually publish government-friendly, nationalistic content. Public media is a pillar of democracy, as it encourages public debate and scrutiny. Nijat Bishar is the executive producer of SBS Turkish. Before working for SBS Radio in Australia, he was a journalist in Turkey. He says the government there has complete control over what is reported, either directly, through state-sponsored media, or through mainstream media owned by government proxies.
It's 100% government propaganda. There is no deviation from government policies and what the government wants. You don't have the opportunity to deviate anyway. You won't be published. You won't be on television.
Mr. Bishar explains journalists in Turkey face serious threats if they attempt to contradict the government.
Turkey passed a law that has made illegal to propagate falsehoods. So any journalist that makes a story deemed false by the government can be imprisoned up to 3 years. Certain laws limit what you can cover. So once or twice you try to be brave to push the envelope, you're either attacked by lawyers or prosecutors or government's online trolls. But after a while, you learn your lesson and you censor yourself. You just give up and just focus on safe subjects.
He adds the contrast between press freedom in Turkey and Australia is stark.
Here, we can call the government to account for its actions. In Turkey, there is no such thing. There is Australia's very tough media laws. But these rules do not set limit to the content and what you can cover and how you can cover it.
This does not mean Australian public broadcasters are exempt from withstanding external pressures. Gavin Feng, Australian Broadcasting Corporation's editorial director, explains.
Any big public institution like the ABC is always being put under pressure to engage with people in a non-independent way or in a way that includes influencers. And so it's critical that we maintain our independence in service of the audience. And that means putting their interests first in all of the things that we do and not being influenced by external influences, by conflicts, etc., that would mean that we would not have their interests first and not maintain that independence. And that's really critical to us.
So, what can the public expect from the ABC and SBS? Both public broadcasters are directed by their individual charters, editorial policies, and codes of practice, which mandate that their content be fair and balanced. The ABC is larger, with dozens of regional and international bureaus, offices, and studios in all Australian capital cities. It has radio stations and TV channels to cater to different audiences and interests. Dedicated TV channels for news and children's content are among them. The ABC also keeps communities informed during emergencies. It educates the public on preparedness, broadcasts warnings and updates during the crisis, and informs on the recovery efforts. Gavin Feng again.
Emergency broadcasting is a really significant part of what we do, and it's becoming and has become more significant. More and more with these various different climate disasters and other emergencies, Australians need to be able to turn to reliable sources of information when an emergency is unfolding. And it's becoming incredibly critical for the ABC, which has such a big footprint, to be able to do that because other media either can't or won't.
The SBS is Australia's multicultural and multilingual national public broadcaster. Its television channels include international programming and news services in English and numerous other languages. The SBS offers people from non-English-speaking backgrounds access to information and entertainment from their home countries. SBS houses NITV, Australia's national Indigenous television, which showcases content from a First Nations perspective. SBS is also a national public broadcaster, but it operates with a mix of government and commercial funding. It complements the ABC as Australia's multicultural and multilingual national public broadcaster. David Hua is the director of SBS Audio Language Content. He oversees SBS Audio, which broadcasts programs in more than 60 languages. He states that SBS services aim to help people gain a thorough understanding of Australia and its systems, including the government, bureaucracy, education system, emergency services, and more. This way, individuals can have the best possible start in their new environment.
SBS was set up very distinctively to service multicultural and multilingual Australians. Now, that's not to say that the ABC doesn't have multicultural Australians in its charter, but SBS is particularly chartered for that reason.
On the other hand, commercial outlets are also necessary to guarantee media diversity in democratic countries. Cassie Derrick is the director of the Media, Entertainment and Arts Alliance Media Section. The MEAA is Australia's largest union representing public and commercial media journalists. She says these outlets add value to the public discourse.
The role of commercial media is also really critical in that it can either be more niche or at least provide a different perspective. And I think it's really, you know, it's really crucial that people who are in Australia have access to as many different perspectives and as many different approaches to telling stories as possible.
Professor Wendy Bacon has worked as a journalist in public and commercial outlets. She says that although some commercial media sections do outstanding public interest journalism, most of their content is designed to attract large audiences and raise revenue through advertising.
The whole purpose of that media is to make as much money as possible. Now, that means that the advertisers will only advertise if they feel the content is drawing people towards the program, so they will see the advertisement. It's not a direct relationship, although it can be. We have two very big companies, the biggest being owned by Rupert Murdoch News Corporation. They have newspapers, they have influence in radio, influence in television.
In addition to News Corp, several other major media corporations exist in Australia. This includes Seven West Media, which is listed on the ASX and controlled by Australian Capital Equity, and Nine Entertainment, formed through a merger with Publishing and Broadcasting Limited, PBL. The Packer and Fairfax families founded these two former companies. Public Media Alliance CEO Christian Porter says the drawback of private ownership is that some outlets may be editorially skewed.
Often commercial outlets will be beholden in their editorial values to their owners. And often their owners can help decide what approach their reporters will take to certain news topics. In some countries, the commercial press is largely seen to be right-wing supporting. So in terms of the Murdoch press, I think we can safely say that that's often the case in the UK and Australia, for example, that their outlets will be supporting more conservative governments.
To ensure a multitude of voices and perspectives, media diversity is vital.
One thing that can be quite dangerous is when there is ownership of many media organisations by one owner. And when there is a monopoly, the thing to consider is, what would your media landscape look like without a public broadcaster? What would the news look like? Would it be skewed to the certain viewpoint, rather than there being an organisation like the ABC and SBS available to offer that impartial, trusted voice on behalf of the public? That's always the question to ask.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Australia Explained, written and produced by Claudiana Blanco, hosted by me, Maram Smail. Australia Explained Managing Editor is Rosa Germian.
This was an SBS audio podcast. For more Australia Explained stories, visit sbs.com.au/Australia Explained.
Subscribe or follow the Australia Explained podcast for more valuable information and tips about settling into your new life in Australia. Do you have any questions or topic ideas? Send us an email to australiaexplained@sbs.com.au.